Lutheran Church in Pier. Following the prayer will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the page of the day, Aaron Schindler of Reliance, South Dakota.
We bow our heads in prayer, please. Holy and gracious Father, we thank you for the men and women of this Senate. It's a task for which they are often thanked, and yet a task that is some days rather thankless. But we thank you for them, for the energy and the cooperation and the creativeness that they place into this whole process. We pray your blessings this day upon Senator Tubbles. We pray for her healing and her well-being. We ask you to be with our Supreme Court justices as they go about their task and as the address takes place to both our House and our Senate this day. A lot of energy issues around us in our state in these days. So, Father, we pray that in the days of this session, you will grant to these men and women of our Senate that good energy, that energy that works hard, that energy that is cooperative, the energy that shows the vast talent that lies in the men and women of this Senate. So bless them and their deliberations, and we pray, Father, that all things will be pleasing to you. These things I would ask in the name of Christ. Amen.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Albers, Apa, Bartling, Dempster, Denwald, Gant, Garnos, Gray, Greenfield, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Haugi, Heideprim, Hurth, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jurstead, Kadis, Klochek, Knutson, Ketzel, Lintz, Maher, McCracken, McNinney, Napoli, Nesselhoff, Olson, Peterson, Schmidt, Smith, Sutton, Turbeck, Berry, Tubbles. A quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the second day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? Motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Are there any communications? There are no reports of standing committees. Any reports of select committees?
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed on joint rules respectfully reports that it has had under consideration the joint rules and recommends that the joint rules of the 82nd legislative session be adopted as the joint rules of the 83rd legislative session with the following changes. Respectfully submitted, Thomas Niedrick, Larry Roden, Dale Hargens, House Committee, Bob Gray, Dave Knutson, Scott Heideprim, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of fixing the compensation of the elective and appointive officers and employees of the House and Senate for the 83rd legislative session has met. Respectfully submitted, Thomas Dietrich, Larry Roden, Dale Hardin's House Committee, Bob Gray, Dave Knutson, Scott Heideprim, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed relative to securing chaplains for the 83rd legislative session respectfully reports that we have conferred with the Peer Ministerium Association and have arranged for ministers to participate. Respectfully submitted, Roger Hunt, Donald Van Etten, Mary Glinsky, House Committee, Tom Hansen, Orville Smith, Julie Bartling, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of conferring with the Director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, House and Senate journals and bills, and other legislative printing for the two houses and the state offices with full power to act has met. Respectfully submitted, Charles Turbeville, Thomas Bruner, Bert Elliott, House Committee, Thomas Dempster, Cooper Garnos, Gary Hansen, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for a memorial service for deceased former members of the South Dakota House of Representatives has met. Respectfully submitted, Phyllis Heineman, Paul Nelson, Gordie Howey, and Margaret Gillespie, House Committee. Kenneth McNinney, Royal Mac McCracken, and Jim Peterson, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of arranging for a joint session of the Senate and the House of Representatives to receive a message of the state Chief Justice of the Supreme Court respectfully reports that the Senate and House convene in joint session in the chamber of the House of Representatives at 1:30 p.m. January 9, 2008. Respectfully submitted, Larry Roden, Joni Cutler, Dale Hargan's House Committee, Bob Gray, Dave Knutson, Scott Heideprim, Senate Committee. Senator Knutson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session to receive the message of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court be adopted.
Is there a second? Members of the Senate, all those reports that were just read by the Secretary will be in your journal for today's session, so I refer you to your journal tomorrow for those. This motion is limited to the committee's report on arranging for the joint session to hear the Chief Justice. So the motion is to accept the report of the committee that arranged for the joint session to hear the Chief Justice. Any remarks on that motion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried.
Mr. President, your Select Committee appointed on Senate rules respectfully reports it has had under consideration the Senate rules and recommends the following changes. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Dave Knutson, Scott Heideprim, Senate Chairman.
Again, those rule changes will be found in complete text in the journal, so I refer you to that journal tomorrow after it's published. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session to receive the State of the Judiciary message from the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of notifying the Governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communication he may desire to make. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of arranging a joint session of the two houses to receive the message of the Governor. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Reps Rave, Dykstra, and Hargans as a committee of three in the part of the House to meet with the Light Committee and the part of the Senate to arrange for a joint session of the two houses to receive the message of the Governor. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Reps Rave, Dykstra, and Hargans as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the Senate to notify the Governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communications he may desire. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Reps Roden, Cutler, and Hargans as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the Senate to arrange for a joint session of the Senate and House of Representatives to receive a message of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Reps Dietrich, Roden, and Hargans as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the Senate relative to the joint rules for the 83rd legislative session. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Reps Krebs, Fain, and Van Norman as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the Senate to arrange for legislative days for the members, officers, and employees of the Senate and House. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Reps Dietrich, Roden, and Hargans as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the Senate for the purpose of fixing the compensation of the elective and appointed officers and employees of the House and Senate for the 83rd legislative session. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Reps Turbeville, Bruner, and Elliott as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the Senate for the purpose of conferring with the Director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of official documents. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Reps Hunt, Van Etten, and Galinsky as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the Senate relative to securing chaplains for the 83rd legislative session. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Reps Heineman, Nelson, Howey, and Gillespie as a committee of four on the part of the House to meet with the Light Committee of three on the part of the Senate for the purpose of arranging for memorial recognition of deceased former members of the House and Senate. Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
There are no motions or resolutions or committee reports to consider, so we'll move to first reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 61, an act to increase the tax on alcoholic beverages to dedicate the revenue from such tax increase to create the South Dakota Teen Court Commission and to create the South Dakota Commission on Equal Access to Our Courts.
President Pro Tem refers Senate Bill 61 to the Committee on State Affairs. There is no further business. Are there any announcements?
Mr. President.
Senator McCracken.
Senate Commerce will meet tomorrow at 10 a.m., room 413. Thank you.
President.
Senator Olson.
Senate Education, 745.
Tomorrow.
Senator Dempster.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. This body voted last year by an overwhelming majority to establish the Zinnia Healthcare Task Force. There is a Zinnia Healthcare Task Force update scheduled for members of this body at 2:45 in room 412, and we're pretty excited to bring you that report. Thank you very much.
Is that today, Senator?
Indeed it is.
Thank you. Senator Heiderprin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Democrats caucus tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Further announcements? If not, Madam Secretary. Yes, you're reminded again that at 1:30 we'll convene in the House to receive the State of the Judiciary message from the Chief Justice.
Senator Dempster moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned.